Welcome, everyone, to the 17th episode of As Inc. I'm Nathan Turner. You notice that I am doing the intro today because this is my very last As Inc. episode. I'm moving to Suriname, and I won't be back for the foreseeable future. So so Chris was nice enough to give me the job of let me introduce you to all of us. So what As Inc. is we do we perform something called a BAT, which is sort of an improvised radio show. We pick out a suggestion from a hat full of suggestions. We call it the suggestion hat. I don't know about you. It seems a little suggestive to me, but that's fine. And once we get our suggestion, we go for about 25, 30 minutes, and we do small little scenes for you. And we'll go in and out, and you'll kind of see how it works if you don't understand. And playing with us this week are...
Alex Badham.
Chris George.
Michael Morey.
And Nathan Turner. Can we get a suggestion from the hat?
Absolutely. And this week's suggestion is, what are you drinking? Question mark. What are you drinking?
Are you sure that's not an interrobang? Is it, what are you drinking?
Nope, nope, that looks like a question mark.
Right you are, sir.
Yes, that's definitely a question
mark. Or maybe it's just a Cyrillic letter. I'm not sure.
It could be one of those. Possible.
All right, well, whoever wants to start us off.
Okay, and lights down. What can I get you?
Take a lager.
All right. Lager.
One for me, too.
Two lagers coming up.
I'm fine, bartender. You already gave me my drink.
I know I gave you your drink. Just settle down. Oh, you guys need anything else? You guys want to look at the menu?
No.
I'll look at the menu.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm cool.
Yeah, thanks.
I kind of lost my appetite.
All right, I'll be over here if you guys need anything.
Jimmy, what's wrong?
I don't know, just this guy here.
Polly?
Yeah.
Polly's fine. He's just enjoying his drink.
He's staring at me, though.
Yeah, he stares at people. You just kind of gotta get used to it.
Is there something bothering you, son?
Jimmy, don't stare at him.
Oh, no.
Don't stare at him.
There's nothing. It's fine, sir.
Were you just looking at me in the eye?
No.
Don't look at his eyes, Jimmy.
I was looking over your shoulder at the poster there.
What the fuck?
Polly, he means no disrespect.
Yeah, I bet.
Do you need another drink? Do
you want? You know this guy, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy's my cousin.
Polly?
No, you're Polly.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, did you just correct me on my own name?
No, it was...
What the fuck?
It's not correcting, it's putting straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we just... We're cool, Polly.
I'm gonna go back to my sarsaparilla now.
Joey. Yeah? Joey, I swear to God, this guy...
He's fine. Stop talking about
it. Dude, he's going to slice someone's throat.
No.
And it might be mine.
He won't. If you just shut up, he won't.
Listen, I got a wife and kid at home.
Yeah, so just stop looking at him. Stop eyeballing him.
I can't, though.
Can you guys cut down the chatter, please?
I came here
to slice somebody's throat, and I'm in the middle of trying to decide which one of you it's going to be, all right?
Paulie, he's saying that because he heard you.
Oh, and by the way, I'm not saying that because I just heard you.
He's saying that because he heard me.
Wait, he's creeping me out. I swear to God.
Do you want? Are you being that much of a bitch? Do you want to? You want to get out of here?
You know what? Normally, I would man up, but I am being a bitch now. I will fully admit it. I am fucking scared.
Fucking, you get to pay for my beer.
I've made a decision.
You call the bartender over.
Excuse me, did you talk over me?
No, I didn't know you were talking to us.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I've made a decision. I'm gonna let the two of yous guys decide which one of yous throats I'm gonna cut.
All right. All right.
I'm going to go back to my sarsaparilla now.
Can we have a moment to speak with, you know...
Sorry, I'm coming back from my sarsaparilla. Do you have a question?
Can we have a moment to speak without
you? What the fuck?
Is that a yes?
Yeah, what was the question again? I wasn't thinking.
Can we have a moment to speak without just a way?
Yes, you get a moment.
Okay.
But only one.
Okay.
I'll be damned if I give you 2 moments.
Okay.
I'm gonna go back to my sarsaparilla now.
All right, Joey. Jimmy, come here. Over here.
Hey, I'm over.
Okay. So, he's done this to me before. It's quite simple. All we have to do is say it's the bartender. Say, we choose the bartender. Yes. Then the bartender just throws him out.
Okay, but he, you know, this is the thing, is he wasn't in the mix. He wasn't in the equation. It was you. It was me.
The bartender is never in the equation. That's why it's the right answer.
That doesn't make any sense.
The bartender has power over him. It gives him his sarsaparillas. He said we get to choose who gets their throats cut.
So if we choose the bartender, we're okay.
Yeah. That's why he's a pushover.
Hi. Okay.
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 Well, who's to say if we don't leave this bar that he doesn't come and get us too? I'm scared shitless, Joey. I got a wife and kids.
Then you make the decision. You tell him, and it'll be fine.
All right, your moment is up. Which one of you's two's next am I gonna slit?
Go ahead.
Joey's.
Joey's it is.
All right, guys. Let's get some pre-game drinking on. If we're going to go out and party, we got to get some drinking done.
Drinking on!
Let's get some shots going here.
Here, we're pouring. Yeah. All right. Oh, what is this?
All right. All right, I'm going to make a toast.
Magic drink or something?
Make a toast here.
What are we drinking?
It's water.
I'm sorry, what?
It's Evian. It's very expensive, high quality.
What the fuck, dude?
You said you wanted the good stuff.
Yeah.
A water shot?
Like vodka or tequila, rum.
But that tastes horrible.
Yeah, you don't get it.
This is a bachelor party. We are pre-gaming for... Ben only gets married once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully once.
Yeah.
Hopefully
twice if I get tired of her. Right?
All right,
I
mean, but this is the first time.
But it hasn't happened yet. Don't worry.
Come on, man. That's my sister. Yeah, seriously?
Seriously?
I
mean, she's not half bad. Why do you think I asked her to marry me? Would I ask any... Come on.
All right, whatever.
Can we get back to the water now?
Why? Do you... Okay.
Brother-in-law...
We're coming back to this later.
All right.
What is with this water?
Taste it.
Tastes like fucking water.
Yeah,
Wait for 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. You feel it start to kick in?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, this is boring.
Really?
Really? 30 seconds.
No.
You should be feeling it now.
Oh my god, I'm suddenly hydrated. Oh,
there we
man.
Go. There we go. Hydration.
No,
that's the magic.
I was fucking with you. I was fucking with you. It's a shot of Evian water.
It's okay.
Go get the bottle of vodka out of the freezer.
Go get the bottle of vodka out of the freezer. Wait, he might have a point, though. Like,
what?
If you had more than just one shot, eventually you may become hydrated.
Yes, of course you will. If you have multiple drinks of water, you will eventually become hydrated.
So we may be onto something. I mean, there is magic in that. Guys, here's the bottle.
Thank you. Here's the bottle. Okay. All right, everybody pour the water out of your shot glasses.
Yeah.
What are you doing
wasting that perfectly good water?
What are you talking about?
It's a water! It's a shot of water!
Do you know how many cubic feet of water is in the entire world? Lots. There ain't so much vodka. Thank you.
Good God.
We're here to get drunk, guys. We're not here to get hydrated.
This is just going to dehydrate us, guys.
Yeah, obviously.
And you know what? And you just poured out some perfectly good water that could hydrate us after we dehydrate ourselves.
What do you not get about a bachelor party? We're going to go out. We're going to get piss, fall down drunk. We may throw up in the streets. We may throw up on a stripper. I don't know.
Wait, throw up on a stripper?
Throw up. In the street.
We may become strippers.
And throw up.
On ourselves. Which case we would be throwing up
on a stripper. I'm sorry. I just thought that it'd be nice to share the magic of hydration with you guys.
I don't think that's magic.
I'm sorry that I don't get this part of the
thing. I think you have a low
thing.
Bar of magic in your life. Your bar for magic is tragically low.
Bar for drinking magic is low.
Yes, so you agree that your bar is low.
I'm just going to say on drinking. The rest of the night, as the best man, I have it planned perfectly.
Speaking of which, how does he get to be the best man? Huh? You're marrying my sister.
Yeah.
I've known you since the 5th grade. You met him 3 years ago.
Right. Well,
What the fuck?
Quantity over quality.
I've helped him move.
Wait, you just said quantity over quality.
Oh, right. So reverse it.
No, I think that's a Freudian there. You prefer quantity.
Which is
ridiculous. Nobody prefers quantity.
Guys,
over
this
quality.
Isn't what I want. What I don't want is contention between me and the two of you. What I do want is a battle to the death between you and him. And maybe we can settle this.
I want to go back to the quantity thing. Because the truth is there was a quantity thing happening with the water when you dumped out the water.
I'm sorry.
We had a certain amount.
Are you still
and you
on the water?
Yeah,
you
still
I am.
Water. Even I'm past the water. Come on. It's 5 minutes ago.
Right.
I mean,
Fine.
You guys want alcohol. We have that. I have this artichoke liqueur I've been saving.
Oh,
artichoke.
It's supposed to be an aphrodisiac, okay? I figured we could
artichoke?
Give it.
What are we going
to
do with that?
I figured we could give it to the strippers who are on their way.
And then what?
I feel sick
and then,
just thinking about
and
that.
And then they would be more excited.
Yeah, I can't have sex with a stripper.
You don't have to have sex with her.
Hey, come on, man. You can't be sleeping around. You're going to be
consummating.
That's
about
what
that.
I just said.
You just said you're going to go sleep with a stripper.
I said I can't have sex with a stripper. I'm going to get married, so why would I need an aphrodisiac?
I misinterpreted the way
See,
you
this
were
this is why you want the best man, because of your ear trouble.
You get the joy of seeing the rest of us.
Ear trouble?
You were never the same after that. Gun got shot right next to your head.
Okay,
I'm sorry for cutting you off, man. You were saying something. I know I cut you off. Because my ear thing, you know.
You get the joy of seeing the rest of us have sex with strippers.
Just what I want. To see your hairy, naked bodies going up and down, gyrating on strippers.
That's what... bachelor party, dude. Come on.
Yeah, that's no fun for me.
You shouldn't have been the first one to get married.
Why didn't we even have a point? Yeah, all right. Bad me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got married, guys. I'm sorry I'm gonna start a life of happiness. Shit!
It doesn't sound like you want to get married.
Well, not now. I'm
gonna have to call your sister and call the whole thing off. This just isn't
worth. This is what married life is gonna be like. You know, with you as my best man, and you as my brother-in-law, and you as his best brother-in-law.
I don't know how.
Then I don't.
How's that relationship gonna? Are you planning on marrying my other sister?
Really?
Are you fucking serious?
Really, you have to let it out of the bag after all this stuff.
Is this why you invited him?
Well,
the whole time I was like, why did you invite Paul?
Yeah.
I have no idea why Paul was invited.
No offense to you. It's fine. I would have rather remained a nondescript other guy.
Well, it's a night of Freudian slips.
You were definitely being nondescript other guy, for sure. And, well, you know what? Now we have to have a drink. Now we have to drink this.
Yeah, pass me that Evian, if you would.
Thanks.
I already poured this vodka into the shots.
I also...
that's
anymore.
The good stuff.
I also have some Everclear.
Now we are talking.
Like the CD. We could put that on. You know the band?
I also have some Everclear. Well, it's water, but it's very clear water.
Woo! Mmm.
Take it or leave it. Take it. take it or leave it, Roger.
I...
Or just stay there.
I'm thinking. God.
Well, that's obvious.
You always... Almost at this... Immediately. I don't process shit that fast. This is huge.
Well, you better figure out a way to process fast. Because you have left me in a horrible position.
You know what?
Fuck you.
Fuck you. I'm just going to leave it.
Whoa, wait. What? That?
I can't take this pressure anymore. No.
Okay, no. That was not one of the multiple choice items.
You said take it or leave it, Eileen. And I'm fucking leaving it.
Roger. Really?
Yes.
After all we've been through, you would leave it.
Yes.
You're just going to walk away.
Yes.
You're going to walk away from this.
Yes. I'm leaving that kitten here with you.
No.
No. I don't want it.
No. That cat is yours. You can't leave it.
I'm... You wouldn't let me process slow enough. You wanted a decision, and when I'm pushed into a corner, I just go negative.
Well, it's the wrong decision. You have made the wrong choice.
The wrong choice.
And I will make you pay.
But it was my choice. Your cat wants you.
This is not my cat. You wanted the companion.
Because I wasn't getting any other companionship.
Oh, don't bring that up, Roger. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Up it is brought.
Oh. Would you feed your cat?
It's not my cat anymore.
Okay, you know what? It is your cat. It is your cat, and you know what? I am still your woman. I am still your girl. You will not leave me like this. Your cat is choking.
Your cat is choking.
Are you just going to let it sit there and choke on its own hairball?
My name isn't on the ownership paper anymore.
Your cat is not breathing. It is not breathing.
Sounds like your problem.
You are inhumane.
Goodbye, Eileen.
Roger.
I'm leaving.
Then leave. Fine, you're going? Then go. Go then.
I'm going to open the door.
Oh, you're not going to... You will not walk out.
I'm outside right now.
Oh, you will not step off that step.
I'm... Step?
You will not walk down that driveway.
Walking down a driveway.
Roger, you get back here. Take your cat. Here.
Here.
I'm throwing it at you.
She's throwing a cat. Your neighbors all heard that. You're going to jail. I'm calling the ASPCA.
Roger!
Okay, Phyllis, we may be stuck out here in the desert for a while, so... So we need to... We need to conserve our energy.
Roger, whose fault is that that we're stuck out in the desert?
Let's not play the blame game here. Okay, Phyllis?
I'm not playing the blame game. I'm just trying to figure out whose fault it is.
Okay, let's not assign any fault because that's not going to do us any good. What we need to focus on now is we need to find water. We need to conserve our food and the water we currently have. We need to build a lean-to. Okay, we can use the sun for navigation. We sleep by day and we travel by night.
Yeah.
You want to blame me again, don't you?
Kinda.
Okay. You cannot waste your energy on blaming here. We need to focus on getting out of this mess.
We wouldn't have gotten in this mess in the first place. If you hadn't been joking about how my voice sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Okay,
Roger!
All right, that's not helping right now. Okay, but that's in the past. Right now, let's focus on getting out of this mess.
Yeah, well, you got lost with the directions, and now we're in the middle of the fucking desert!
Right, we're in the middle of the desert, okay?
Yeah!
I can't take you seriously right now. I can't.
I am your wife! You should take me seriously!
I do, and also I don't at the same time right now. Okay, can we just focus on getting out of this? We just focus on getting out of this.
I don't really want to.
You don't want to get out of this. You want to sit here in a desert and have a marital hash out with what little food and water we have left.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hash this out. Let's hash this out right here in the middle of the 110 degree heat, then, Phyllis. Let's go.
Okay, you first.
All right. You are a controlling harpy. Boom.
That hurt. But I'll say this about that. I wouldn't be such a controlling harpy if you took some initiative once in a while.
I'm taking initiative. I'm going to get us out of this desert thing. All right. We're going to build a lean-to. We're going to make a cart out of our car. We're going to take it apart.
What am I supposed to do?
You can help me build, Phyllis.
Well, my dainty hands are not really good at building things. Can I read my book?
No. Whatever. You know what? You can die in the desert. You can die in the desert.
And I likely will.
Yes. With that attitude, you will.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We're gonna get out of this, all right? You and me, we're gonna make it back to civilization. We can't be more than a 2 days walk.
Civilization, Roger? What is civilization? Going back to that mindless drivel? That mass of consciousness that we call society?
What? Hey,
Mickey. Minnie, can you keep it down? I'm trying to have a family camping excursion over here.
Well, you know what? We're rehearsing for our new show that we're doing.
I don't sound anything like Minnie, all right?
Well, this one sounds like Mickey, so that must make you the Minnie.
No, shut up, okay? I'm not the Minnie. Wait.
Camp quiet hours are from 7 until 10 a.m., okay? 7 p.m. to 10 a.m.
I will have you know I am not a Minnie.
That's the hours of Disneyland!
Why?
You're not helping things right now, Phyllis. You are not.
You're shouting over here. My kids, I'm trying to get them dinner and fed.
Kids? Yeah. I love kids!
Jesus Christ, Phyllis. Will you stop?
Bring them over here! I have these hats with oversized ears on them that
no,
I can hand
please
out.
Please don't
you
do
just,
that.
Will you just keep it down? If you don't, I'm going to go get the ranger. Okay?
All right. My fault. For the record again, though, I am not a mini.
You're not a mini, you're a ninny!
Keep telling yourself that.
Stop, Phyllis.
Sorry, Roger, couldn't mess it up.
So, I didn't think you had it in you, Paulie.
To do what?
To do what you just did.
Slashing the neck of Jimmy, you mean? No, that's not what you're talking about.
No,
communicate
no,
with
no,
me here.
No, I'm not communicating because I'm Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you doing? What are you, is this some kind of foreshadow? You took care of Joey.
Yeah.
You took care of Joey, Paulie.
Must have been a Freudian slip.
All right, now you're creeping me out again. Bartender!
Yeah, what can I get you?
I need another lager.
Okay.
And I'll take another sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla, got it.
You sure you want that, Paul?
Yeah, I'm sure I want it. Why wouldn't I? Give me one good reason.
Hey, bartender, come over here.
Yeah, do you guys want to order food or what?
No, I don't want to order food. This guy's freaking, Paul, he's freaking me out. I've already seen him do some crazy shit.
No, that's just Paul. He's a regular. He's in here all the time. Hey, Paulie.
Hey, bartender. Sorry, I don't care to learn your real name.
Nah, it's okay. I am identified by my job.
Hey, give me a second. I want to talk with my buddy Jimmy here, if you know what I mean.
You got it.
Don't leave for long.
I'm going to go in the back and fill up kegs. There's a loud machine that runs while I'm filling up the kegs, so I probably won't hear anything. But I'll be back in like 20 to 30 minutes. Definitely no less than 20 minutes, though.
That should be long enough. Thank you. Jimmy, 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 Jimmy. You know, I knew your father. He used to live over on... Yeah, when you lived over on... Shasta Street.
How'd you know that?
I know everything, Jimmy. I know everything about you. I know about the... When you were little, your parents found out that you liked to wear dresses. But it was okay because they wore dresses, too. I know you're speechless. It's all right. I understand.
Nobody knows
that. It ain't no problem.
Nobody knows that.
Yeah, that's right. But old Polly knows it. Because you know what, Jimmy? I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Papa Polly wears dresses, too.
Hold on. Hold on one second. You're telling me you wear dresses?
I'm sure as shit telling you I wear dresses.
Now, hold on one second, because I want to know the real reason why you wear dresses, Polly.
That's a very complicated answer, Jimmy. One that I don't think I can articulate to you in the time allotted. See, we only have no less than 20 minutes to get done what I need to get done.
All right, again, I'm a little freaked out, because I ain't following you, Polly. You're a very complicated man. As you've explained, you know a lot of shit.
I know mostly shit.
And yet you wear a dress.
You're sure as shit I do. Anyways, let's dispense with the shit. Let's get to the real reason why I brought you here today, Jimmy. And I did bring you here today. You may... know that every person that I have had a personal encounter with has gotten their throat slit. Yeah, you know that?
I'm pretty much aware of that. This is kind of why I'm freaked out.
I'm gonna let you in on a little secret.
Okay.
They ain't dead.
Wait, what?
I brought you here today because I see something in you, Jimmy. I see something in you. Every single person that I have killed has been injected with a vitamin supplement that slows the metabolic processes of the body, and they appear as if they are dead. But really, I've recruited them into my underground criminal organization.
Hold on, so you're telling me my cousin Joey did not die on this very floor in front of my eyes?
He's about as alive as that little bug crawling over there. Which, although it is small, is, I can assure you, very alive. Jimmy, I want you to be my number one. My second in command.
Whoa.
What do you say?
That's a tall order, Phil.
Yeah.
What do I gotta do to get there?
All you gotta do is let me slit your throat.
I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I trust you.
Trust, Jimmy. That's what our relationship is based on. If you can't trust me...
Where's the proof?
It's right here in this little blade.
Oh, don't do it. Do it, Polly.
I'm gonna do it. Right now.
Lights out.
Thank you very much for joining us for our 17th week at As Inc. Today you heard the voice talents of
Alex Badham,
Chris George,
Michael Morey,
and Nathan Turner. You can subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yep,
we're all. You can subscribe to us on the iTunes. We're also on the Facebook. Yeah. Anyways, thank you so much. Is there any other information that I need to leave our lovely
listeners? You can find information about us by emailing us at as.inc.prov. That's P-R-O-V at gmail.com. You can also email there if you'd like to join us at record booths if you're a Southern California area improviser. If you have any suggestions you'd like us to add to the hat, you can email them there as well. And we will see you all next week.
Poo-poo caca.
Afraid to move in my chair.
Yeah, these are about to... This, yeah.
Yours isn't quite as loud.
It's not loud, but I swear yours looks like
it's
going to
break the most.
Yeah. That is, for all of the recordings we've had over here, I've just sat back at certain points during the recording and just noticed all the creaking going, that's definitely being picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's very much hearing that.
Whatever.
I haven't noticed till this very moment. When you covered the lower half of your face, you have an uncanny resemblance to Anthony Hopkins.
What?
Yeah. I'm not even joking. I'm not joking right now.
Oh.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
fucking
scary.
Retarded. I do not. I look nothing like Anthony Hopkins.
You can eat a human being and get away with it.
Right now. No, just this, the top half.
Yeah. Like your nose up. You're Yeah. I'm serious. I'm dead.
Oh my god.
You
guys are ridiculous. I can't not see it.
You guys are ridiculous.
And you're Anthony Hopkins.
Hop-diculous.
Yo, shit, man. You hop-diculous.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Oh, is it going?
Yeah, we're already recording. Whenever you're ready.
It's not stopped at
all. Hello, all of you.
Are you doing
there.
The intro?
Touché.
Very good. Very good. Can't deny. Hi, everybody.
You know what I love about intros? Especially the way Nate does them.
Hello, welcome to Zing, it's the 17th episode of
Are you doing the intro?
Am I? Yeah.
Was that the intro?
Should I? That's it. We're done. And I see we've hit the 25-minute mark. Thank you very much, and good night. God damn it. All right.